Episode 212 of this here video game podcast. And joining me, DJ, two-man pod today. We're here to talk a little bit about stuff, about things, and about video games. Like Rocket League, which we hope to play after this. You know, a classic game. What? It's a classic game. Also, did you see the white screen of my Reddit there for a second? Was that the reaction? Okay, I thought so. Good, great, good. How's your fantasy football team doing? Mine's
pulling Reddit up. Well. Mine is bad because I need Mike Gesicki and Devonta Freeman to do work. I have faith Devonta Freeman could. It's just Myles Gaskin on the fucking bench is already like a touchdown up and. Fucking everyone's saying, like, oh, don't trust the Arizona defense. They got, like, the best slot cornerback. So Jamison Crowder's going to be a bad pick, and then he scores 25 points. So I don't know. Great.
Good Lord. I need Brandon Ayuk to not do anything. I need him not to do anything for me. Be good. I'm looking good. I'm 74. I'm almost over Zach's, who I'm playing's total projected right now. So we're doing well. And my killer Josh Allen hasn't played yet, so we're in a better spot.
If he plays.
If not, Leonard Fournette's up on the street. If he doesn't play, then Leonard Fournette's gonna be unemployed in fantasy football. And I'll be picking up Justin Herbert. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad call. It's against New Orleans, so it's a bit tight. But, yeah, he's doing well.
Yep. Fournette is, like, dead, so.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know why he got zero this week. He was showing like he was good, and then just nothing.
Nothing. Just death. Yeah, it's a rough one there. I thought Fournette was going to be good this year. I was like, oh, man, okay, he's on Tampa. Yeah. He's doing well, and then he's not.
Well, I knew Ronald Jones was like, they've stuck with him for like years, and it's like, it's his backfield and stuff, and finally it's his backfield, except like now Fournette's here. Yeah. But he showed it this week.
And McCoy? Isn't LeSean there too? Shady? Trying to get that ring. Chasing rings. That's what Shady's doing. Right at the end of his career.
He's not getting a ring with a fucking thingy.
Hey, he got a ring though, didn't he? Didn't he get a ring with the Chiefs last year?
He got a ring with the Chiefs, but he's not going to get a ring with the Bucks.
No. They look bad. They look excessively bad Thursday night. Excessively. But this is a video game podcast, as I promised off the drop. You been playing anything? I've been playing a lot of Hades.
The drop.
Right off the drop. Off the top.
Oh, drop. Top and drop.
Drop. Yeah.
Trop.
From the trop.
I finished the Hades thing. I guess we'll do a tiny bit of spoilers with Hades. Yes, I got the credits. Did you do the 10 runs?
I think I need one more. I didn't play any yesterday or day before, right. But we were on pace for each other there, so.
Yeah, I did about two or three yesterday, and then one this morning. Mm-hmm. As you get near the end of the game, it's kind of easy to finish runs.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I don't like with that game is they didn't do, you know, the gifting to people to level their hearts up. Mm-hmm. That's a non-spoilery
giving
thing.
Giving people wine. Sure.
Yeah, that's a non-spoilery thing to talk about. Yeah. Not the end stuff, but to finish those things is, like, extremely hard. Like, I'm not even close to finishing one of those.
No,
yeah, like, they made those things a bit too hard, because, like, now that I've, like, quote-unquote finished the game, I don't know if I'm gonna bother coming back to the game. Mm. I've, like, had my fill with it. I've done the builds I've wanted to do. I got the exact build I wanted, which was a crystal beam with Artemis, any Artemis critical skill, which means you get the duo that allows the crystal beam cast to track people quicker with 10% damage, and that thing tracks. Like, it actually kind of stays up with them.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then that also paired with Athena's Athena and Demeter's duo of you can't die with your last life. As long as you just keep dodging, you gain health as long as you survive. So, like, yeah, that's the dream. Yeah.
That's maybe undefeatable. Like, I mean, at least in boss fights. I mean,
you just drop casts and then fucking run away.
Run away, yeah. I liked, my best run I liked so much was I had shield with the Zeus aspect, which is just a form of the shield where you throw it and it just hovers or whatever in the air. It just becomes like a spinning whirlwind thing. So I do that, and then I had Zeus's thing where when you use your casts, they drop on the ground and they drop lightning bolts. Basically, I went full Zeus. It was like a lot of lightning bolts. It was just massive AoE in a way that was like really satisfying. So.
Yeah, the run that was probably the most damage worthy or crazy for me was also a Zeus one. It was gloves. Mm. There was an upgrade where you can make gloves like long range. Daedalus hammer, you make them long range, you pair that with Zeus, and then you add the jolt onto that, then you make the lightning stacks bounce to multiple people, you improve like the jolt damage, and then like if you pair it with the Demeter duo, I think it's the Demeter duo, but like then jolt doesn't disappear. So, like, you're just constantly doing lightning damage. Oh, and then also, I had the Artemis arrows, where you do an attack, cast, or special arrows are there. So, there's just, like, 30 That's things the best, on screen.
Yeah. The Artemis support arrow, or whatever it is, support fire is really good. Yeah. And that immediately makes a run, like, I think, viable. Is when you get those arrows, you just, like, your damage jumps by so much.
But then, like, at that point, I like Zeus, Artemis, Athena, and Demeter. The only ones I care about. Like if I want to be fun, I'll play with Dionysus and his like tick hangover stuff. But otherwise, I do not give a single shit about Ares or Poseidon or Persephone. What's the other one?
Aphrodite.
The lady. Aphrodite.
Oh, I like her a lot, though.
Yeah.
That's good, because the one thing is, you can charm the final boss. It's real good.
Oh, you can?
That's silly. You can just slay, lock him up on it, and it's just like, oh, okay, so now he's just my friend. He's running around for me now.
I wasn't sure if you hit someone that's charmed, the charm effect wears off. I wasn't sure. Okay. Because I used that charm thing a couple times during the... someone and Minotaur fight. Theseus? Something like that.
Theseus, yeah.
Theseus and Minotaur fight. And, like, it didn't, like, charming the Minotaur didn't seem like it did much. Maybe he was just, like, not moving the entire time he was being charmed for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Aphrodite's a lot. Because you can stack, like, get weak and extra damage and stuff like that. She's good. She's good to add on.
And then there's, like, if you, like, Aphrodite and Ares has a good, like, combo. Because then you can get Doom stuff, and then I think, like, you can get, like, a Doom stack for Ares, where instead of Doom just disappearing, if you just constantly hit someone, like, your attack inflicts Doom, and then you have, like, a six-thing attack. Like, you just stack Doom up more and more.
And then
their duo is, like, enemies who are weak have more doom or something like that. It's you can get a good run easily with those two.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I've been really enjoying it. I agree with you though. Like, you do get to the end of the game and you're like, I have like three things and some people, but like, I have no idea how far you would have to go giving people wine gifts. Like, it would take hours, days. Like,
no, I got two of the characters like up to their locks. That isn't Hades himself, because the lock is immediately full. Yeah, and like fucking no clue what to do. Just kept trying to do everything. Didn't really do anything.
Did you talk to them a lot? Or?
Yeah, all their talk points are, like, done.
Huh. Ambrosia?
How did Ambrosia? No, I'm stacking Ambrosia. I got, like, 14 Ambrosia. Yeah. I started, like, giving it away to the merchant guy, because I don't fucking need 14 Ambrosia.
It's true. Yeah. I don't know. I still gotta do that. I haven't got one up to lock yet, so... I have a bunch of people, like, 3, 4, but I didn't really focus on anybody. I've been trying to focus more on, like, the people that are the random people that show up in the map or whatever when you're doing a run.
Yeah, fair enough. I did lots of... I did the house people.
The house people first? Sure, okay. Just because I thought, well, if you have them, might as well use them on the people you only rarely see, and then you can just spam out on the backside. Yeah. That's the one thing I would agree with.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool game. It's fun. It's good. Mm-hmm. Don't know how many hours I have on it. EGS probably says somewhere.
It has a really good curve, I feel like.
Yes, yeah.
From where you start. You start the game, you're barely getting to the first boss. You might be able to drop the first boss and then you just die in the next world immediately. To, like, the point where you're just so goddamn good because of upgrades, because your own, you kind of got the game better. Like, it's just so good. It's a great curve of, like, oh, I'm really bad at this game, too. I can thrash through this and get a run completed in, like, 20 minutes. You know, it's a really great learning curve, and I think that really helps the game feel, more alive, more, like, engaging.
I've played 1 day, 11 hours, and 32 minutes, so...
Excellent.
35 hours.
I could probably look, too. But I'm scared to bring it up, because it would pop up on the screen.
It's the three dots. Oh, right, fair enough. Yeah, it's a good game. I would suggest, if you still have the time to do it, do the Rocket League thing, get that voucher, and buy it. Otherwise, you can probably play it on the Switch, because someone asked me yesterday if it was on consoles, and I assumed not, but apparently it's on Steam and the Switch. Not on other consoles, but the Switch has it, so that's good.
Alright, I'm looking at my library right now. Let's see here, Hades, three dots. I've played 1 day, 5 hours, 19 minutes, 21 seconds.
Yeah, so it looks like it's about a 30, 40 hour game.
I did cook dinner during that at one point.
Wow.
Like an hour, so... No.
Who's bragging now? But yeah, the other thing is because it's a run-based game, like... In the end, you start getting runs done in, like, 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
As, like, an average standard time. So it's quick enough. If you just want a quick game to play, it covers that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. I think we're at the point now where I'm like, okay, I have enough keys and stuff, so I'm trading stuff around, moving different pieces. So, like, yeah, I should be done with it. I could probably finish it today if I really wanted. I think I just need one more run to get that end title screen.
Yeah, like, as far as I can tell, I don't think I need keys for anything anymore. And I just keep getting more and more ambrosia. I think my favorite weapon is the bow.
Okay.
Just because you can further upgrade the weapons that you choose at the start with, like, Titan Blood, that's it. And I've been using an aspect where if you hit someone with your standard attack, the special attack has an array shot of, like, 5 to 8 or whatever arrows. That drops down to 2 or 3 when you spec that thing, but if you max it out, you get, like, 8 arrows, and they all home in.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the thing I used to get my first run done. That thing is nasty. If you can get it right, you can just mow people down.
Then there's also a Daedalus upgrade, which gives you 4 extra ones, so you can just get a fuck ton of arrows on them. And if you get a Doom stack, your special does Doom, and then you get the other upgrade where Doom stacks. You can just put a massive amount of Doom on people and just almost nuke them.
I like putting, what's his name? Man who drinks a lot.
Dionysus, yeah.
Just stack those, and then you can get like lots of things that stack with that. An instant hangover,
yeah.
It's so good. The hangover, 6 stacks of hangover. You can get the one that gives you more stacks of hangover, so he's like 10, and you can just like sit back and watch it tick away. It's real good. Also, crystals with that was nuts, too. And you're like, I'm going to chill you with crystals, and then I'm just going to sit back
right.
And let you melt. It's great. Yeah, Hades. It's a great game. I'm really excited to finish it, but I'm also excited to see. I feel like there's more they could do there. There's so much more they could. Those characters are really well written. Like, very solid all around.
Yeah.
We'll see how it is. See how I think about it.
It's fun. The plot of it is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been customizing your lounge? That's what I've been doing. That's where a lot of extra gems go. I customize my lounge.
Well, I mean, like, spoilers, one of the upgrade things for the peoples is you need to upgrade the lounge.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to plug all the gemstones in that, but apparently haven't invested enough because that's not every time I'm there, like no continuation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta get I think you gotta get like everything in that tab.
I think, yeah, you pretty much have to. Yeah. Stuff.
Get all the stuff in that tab, my friend. So, besides that, what else you been playing? That's that little Hades.
Like, nothing. Fall Guys Season 2 is out, let's say. Played a little bit of that. They added some games. Which is very good. I like the new stuff they've done.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a Gatecrash game in the original. They have modified one, so you have, like, wall climbing. After you climb a wall, the wall is higher on the next stage. So, like, the wall's that high, and then you get to another one where the wall's that high, and then the wall's that high. And there's lots of blocks around, so you have to move the blocks and, like, then jump on top of the blocks to jump over. But it's also kind of fun to move the blocks when people are on it and fuck them over. That's also good. It's this weird balance of, like, you move the blocks, but then you got to rush up there before other people. Your block system. And then they also added that method with Hoopsy Daisy, which is basically you're jumping through hoops, where you can then, once you get through 6 hoops, you advance to the next round. But a lot of the hoops, you have to like move shit to climb up to get through the hoops.
Oh, really?
Okay. And that's even funner. When you see someone climbing up some block, you move it away so they cannot jump through the hoop. You're not going to get through that hoop, but it's fun messing other people. They added a new egg game, which is way harder. Way, way harder. And, like, they'll probably add a few more games. They added a race, which is cool. It's a much better race than the others. And they added this new... They did the one thing I didn't want, where they added a, like, feeder lobby system where it's just all races. And I don't want the races. I want, like, the team. I want a lobby, the thing where it's a team game only. I want all team games, because the team games are truly the best thing in Fall Guys.
Right, I can see that. Yeah, I mean, I really think the team games... Yeah, I could see that. I could see enjoying team games. I also wonder if they're wanting to do more stuff with like a duo queue kind of thing or something like that, or team queues. Where you have groups. Like they want to make it slowly add more and more of those kind of team game stuff until you get like a actual more legitimate, you know, team queue or something like that.
Yeah, but the team games are way funner than the like races. The races, like, you just have to line things up and just hope other people don't mess you up, whereas in the team games, it's like you're playing a Rocket League with your buddy, you're trying to do the hoops thing, you've got team tail tag, where you can mess other teams up, You've got different ball games to mess other teams up. It's all about messing other teams up, is what I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've gotten, when there's a sale, I'll probably pick up Fall Guys again. Just waiting for that sale. It's a lot of fun. I want to play that game again, but Cyberpunk's coming out, and I gotta save my pennies.
Your pennies.
Gotta pinch some pennies for that Cyberpunk. Cool. I'm glad. You guys seem to be enjoying that quite a lot. We play Rocket League every once in a while, and you guys are always switching off of Fall Guys to Rocket League, and you always seem like, at least you're Pop Cans, Sean from the show, member of the show, I guess. He always seems really angry.
Yes. It's a bit of his, a bit part of his internet gives him issues, and then also just people can get in the way in that game.
Grabbers.
Yeah, grabbers and huggers.
The huggers, the grabbers, the pinchers. These are all things we know. Speaking of Sean, we played Drake's Hollow. You know that game?
Drake's
nope. Hollow.
What's
new
that?
Game, Game Pass. It's an open world. Is it third person or first person? Third person.
It should be easy to tell.
Like, it's a survival game? But it's not really about survival. It's more about, like, Pikmin. Like, you have little Pikmin-y guys called Drakes that you kind of live in this little town with, and you got to take care of them by going out and scavenging supplies from the local area or whatever, killing things off, and digging them up out of the ground, and we build this little town together. It's kind of like Pikmin mixed with like Minecraft, I guess. Yeah, it's fun. It's still very early. I know it came out, but it's pretty broken.
What?
We were having a great time with it, and now that's the first day. So we played it for probably about like 4 hours the first day. I'm having a lot of fun with it. We both were really enjoying it. Second day, it just won't load. It just won't. The game won't start. The game won't do anything. So it's a little broken. So that was pretty crushing, but I liked Drake Hall a lot. Hopefully they're able to fix it at some point. It's pretty fun. Yeah, you kind of just wander around crafting stuff, building stuff, digging up little guys out of the ground. They look like little plant people. And they run around and grab berry bushes and bring them to your stockpile.
Great.
For you and do that kind of stuff. Like a little.
And it's co-op-y?
Co-op-y, yep.
Huh.
Four-player co-op, I guess. It's fun. Very simple. You know, you have an overhand attack and you have a ranged weapon kind of thing. But, yeah. Simple. Fun. Pretty quick. You can build little towers that you can skate on. That's neat.
Great.
They're like your waypoints. Like you build one waypoint at your base, and then you can just build another one so far away, and you can skate over that and skate over that and skate over that and skate over that. Uh-oh. Sean's typing in chat. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I can see it. I see him talking.
What do you mean, like, skate over? Like, do they create a
it
highway?
Makes, like, a light rail or something.
Okay,
like
yeah.
Above.
So it's not like you're just lining these up. Okay.
Yeah, you just like line it up and you just go and you
right.
just skate over it.
But I mean, you know, when I'm in lining up, it's not like you're lining them up to like double jump through and whatnot.
No.
It auto links. That's cool. That's
because
helpful.
Like the structure of the thing is islands. It's like a set of, it's like an archipelago. It's like a bunch of different islands.
Okay.
Set together. That's kind of your world map is just a bunch of different islands. And so you build the waypoint on one island, you build the waypoint on the other, and you can skate over top of the stuff. It's a real fun thing. Oh, Sean says, damn you people, I was going to join. Well, folks, naps, they'll kill you. Naps, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, that was fun. We all been playing a lot of Rocket League. Do we want to talk about Rocket League? You always blame me for all
can
the shots.
Because you're fucking,
like,
you get... Like, so you do this thing where I saw people and kids would do in the PS4
people
days.
People and kids.
Yeah,
little shade, huh?
The PS4 days when, like, it first came out. So the thing I like to do is I like to hang out midfield or in goal. I'm usually a goalie. And Popcans is pretty good at doing that midfield thing as well. What you do is you hang out under the ball, or you hang out right next to the ball with no momentum and just hope it's going to bounce on your car and go forward.
It does a lot. We win more often we'd lose. Come on now.
Sure. But then, like, there's other times where you're just not paying attention as to, like, where the ball's going to go. So you're just in the middle of nowhere, and there's a shot lined up, and you should be there, and you just do fucking nothing. Or my favorite moments is you're lined up for a shot, but then you do, like, half a second of boost, and then you go, no, I'm going to save my boost, then it's let true. Someone else do it.
You always got to conserve your resources. Have you not played an RTS? You got to make sure you have all the resources. They're a JRPG. You got to have all those potions at the end, you know? Got to have that boost. Got to be ready to go. I got to learn how to do aerial shots. That's the thing that, that's the thing that sets, like, a player away from, like, an actually good player is being able to fly up. Like, I was watching, I don't know, some, like, professional Rocket League player. He's just flying around in the air. I mean, he's never on the ground. It's unbelievable. He's
It's that floating. And lining up the wall shots, so you know how to, like, boop them off the side of the wall. Because then that makes the ball go at an angle towards the goal, and it really freaks out, like, mediocre goalies and stuff.
Yep. Listen, I'm a bad goalie. I'll admit that. I'm not good at goalieing. I have poor depth perception on goalie, so it's like, oh god, is that ball gonna come? Oh, nope, missed it. Completely missed it. That's on me. You know. Popcans has said something again, and I can't see what he said. Tell Popcans that it's not my fault, that I'm a bad goalie. Somebody tell him that.
But yeah, Rocket League's great. It's a free-to-play game now. People should play it. I really dislike their, like, loot drop and other things. So I think they have, like, the Heroes of the Storm issue where there's, like, thousands of fucking things you can get in a loot box. So when you get a loot box drop, you more often than not get some garbage. And then the other thing that I hate is, like, they have skins that are custom to cars instead of, like, generic skins that'll be on every car. So that way, like, when you get a skin, it's like, oh cool, I got this awesome skin, but it's for this car I never use, and I don't want to change cars because I want to get used to this breakout car that I've been working on getting known with, because that's one of the things with aerial shots is you got to kind of know how, like, the car moves and stuff, and, like, the how tall it is and all that shit.
I gotta figure out, I don't know, I think the thing I gotta figure out also is, what the heck, how do you get any kind of unlockable stuff for your cars? Like,
you gotta pay money. You just gotta pay money.
I know.
Everything is fucking paying money in that game. All those blueprints that are just clogging up, that are just piling up, it's all money based. It's really annoying.
Talking about bucket supporters. Bucket League's a lot of fun. Let's see here. What else could we talk about?
I don't know. I finished all my games.
All your games are done? That's it? That's all you got? I didn't play any Genshin Impact. That's the one game I wanted to get around to this week really bad. And I did not get around to Genshin Impact.
Right. That game.
I've been, like, doing a lot of Breath of the Wild, and at least I was last week. And now I just, like, they're both so similar that it's like, well, do I really want to... I had that same problem with No Man's Sky, because we were playing a lot of Minecraft at the same time. It's like, okay, No Man's Sky is finally free on Game Pass, but do I really want to play it now? I also want to get around to No Man's Sky 2 again. Because they put out that big update and it seems cool.
Right, I remember they put that new update out.
The only game I've been playing, some, what the heck they call them on Android, Nonogram games.
Yeah, but which one?
A bunch of them. I've not been satisfied with any of them. I like get one, I play a couple rounds. A lot of them don't have zoom in. So it's like, you're like, I have a big finger and it's like,
oh, right, yeah. My wife struggles with that, with the, like, the, like, 20 by 20 or 25 by 25 maps. She really struggles with those on mobile.
Yeah.
You should get, a stylus.
Yeah. So, yeah. Maybe. I also gotta do some gardening today, too, at some point. Last harvest of the year. Gotta get all the tomatoes.
What are you even harvesting?
In. Got tomatoes. Got some crab apples. I think they're crab apples. If I die from eating them, I'm sorry. That'll be the end of the podcast when I die of crab apple poisoning. Or choke cherries, if they're choke cherries. I don't really know. Someone told me to cut them in the middle. Look at them like they are. They look like an apple on the inside. Do they have little seeds that look like an apple seeds on the inside?
Why is it called a choke cherry?
That's a choke cherry. A crab apple has seeds on the inside that look like an apple seeds. You know, the five seeds.
Right, but what?
A choke cherry is poisonous and it kills
you.
Oh,
okay. So it chokes
you. Choke cherry. It chokes you. Chokes you. It's a choke cherry. Also, it like just chokes you. It comes in your house. And it, like a wife beater, one piece.
That's
just
fair.
Chokes you to death, you know?
Yep.
Violence. Yeah. We had news this week. There was news, right?
Yeah, there was some.
There was a couple bits of news. News story number one. God, my Eagles lost.
I guess that's news, sure.
News story number one.
News story number two, my Steelers won. Yep. My Steelers won. That's good.
That's bad. Number two, news story, the real news story, Avengers, Marvel's Avengers, has dipped below 1,000 players on PC, causing a lot of problems with matchmaking because that game's like an always online loot game. It fell
apart. Oh, huh.
It fell apart. It's starting to have some serious problems, I guess, on PC at least. I like that new server for you.
Why did they make it that way? That's dumb.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't really know. Now people are comparing it to Anthem, where it's like it's dropped
right
below a certain number and it's starting to fall apart. I guess Crystal Dynamics, the creator of the game, kind of was like, well, we're not really worried. People will come back for updates or something like that. And it's like, I don't know if they will, but okay. This is kind of one of those games that they wanted to go for like a long time and keep adding stuff on. Like,
right.
I think they had like they rolled out a 3-year plan or some silly thing, a couple year plan on it. And now there's no one there.
That's really bad, let's say, that they didn't program AI or something to cover the people that are missing or whatever, because it seems like they need people to play in certain characters for fucking scenes or whatever that they have on each level that people are queuing up for.
Yep. Pretty bad.
That was dumb. I don't know why they did that. I've also paid zero attention to that game because I knew I was not going to care about it, like, whatsoever.
What, you don't like Miss Marvel?
Huh? Yeah.
No? Okay.
The...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. I think you've muted us on the podcast. On the Twitch stream.
No.
Yes.
Uh-oh, what happened? What happened,
I say? But I'm getting no audio through this stream.
What have I done?
Now I am. Now I'm getting audio. Something you fucked up on.
Uh-oh. Keep talking. Why am I getting
I think I'm fine. I think it's you that's the problem.
Oh, no. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Great.
There we go. How did that happen? I didn't touch anything.
Name you.
What can you do? What can you do? What else we gonna talk about here?
We were talking about Marvel's Avengers having like no players, and it might go the Anthem route.
Yeah.
And the fact that I have like paid zero attention to it. Yeah, I don't know about that game.
Yeah, I don't either. I kind of wanted to rent it at some point, but then I just don't care enough, I don't think.
Yeah, if you read stuff like this, and I was just like, why didn't they program AI for those like player slots?
Right. Yeah. Why couldn't they program AI? Or do some kind of background thing? Miso in the chat says, Square Society has another Games as a Service Marvel game on horizon. It's a Guardians of the Galaxy game. Okay. I hadn't heard of this.
You think that'll, like, transition into this Avengers game?
No.
It's its own thing.
I don't think so. Guardians of the Galaxy game. Let me see.
I've not heard of this guy either.
No, I have not. I have not either. Huh. Huh. Yeah, they're very different, right? Like, yeah. But also, like, not different? What a bizarre thing that is. Why would you put two... Well, I mean, it's the same problem with Warner Brothers, right? Like, they're releasing a Batman game that's a games-as-service game kind of thing.
Right.
Like
Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad?
And Suicide Squad, yeah. Now, there are differences, sure. I mean, you could look at the one is like a four-person games-as-service game. Oh, is there actually any differences? I guess not really. There are four classes, right? One might not be open world.
Which one are you
though,
talking about? Gotham Knights or Suicide
Squad? Gotham Knights, yeah. Because Gotham Knights is just, what, the Robins and Batwoman.
Yeah. As far as I know, Gotham Knights is, like, just a Batman Arkham game. But kind of retooled and redone, new characters, and you can choose multiple characters. I don't know if they've even said it's like four-person co-op. I think they've confirmed and shown off like two-person, but I think they've actually shied away from saying it's four-person co-op.
Huh.
I think I remember reading that when it was like first all announced. And then the Suicide Squad thing, I think, is going to be a four-person thing.
I wonder if this is because... Right, so game development takes some time between, like, when something gets popular and when it hits. Like, I wonder if this is now just the early part of, like, oh, man, games as a service is a thing. So now we finally hit the point where everybody's putting out games as a service game. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if that's, like, I don't know, next year or the year after. We get, like, a lot of those. Kind of blanket that whole year again. I don't know. It's weird. I would not have expected them to put out a Guardians of the Galaxy games as a service game, but I'm immediately more interested in that than I am in the Avengers game because, I don't know, that Avengers game didn't seem like much to me.
Speaking of those types of games, is The Division 2 dead? Because I haven't heard anything about The Division 2 in ages.
It's been I heard something about, oh, how many months, well, now, yeah, how many months ago has it been? I can't track how many months ago it's been. But they did put out that one new update, and a lot of people got excited about that.
The last thing I remember was the New York thing.
Yeah, the New York thing. How long ago was the New York thing for The Division 2? Take a guess in chat, everybody. You'll win a free prize, the prize being nothing. Is it 3 months ago? Is it five months ago?
Longer.
Is it a week ago? Take your guess.
Longer. Was it 5 months ago? It can't be 5 months ago. It's gonna be
nine months ago.
I'm gonna say 9 months ago.
9 months ago. Okay. My guess is, let me look it up here, that New York DLC came out 5 months ago. We'll take that as my guess.
No way. 5 months ago was like March.
Let's see.
It can't have been February. February is like 7/8 months, depends on where you want to count it.
When did they add? I'm looking.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's a simple Google search.
It's February. It was 1 month after February, so it was March.
Nailed it.
Oh, my God. Warlords of New York.
Yeah, about 7 months ago.
That's nuts. That feels like 10 years ago.
Yeah, feels like a last year thing.
I gotta get my hair should turn white from age at this point. Good Lord. Yeah. I'll link this in chat as well. How's Destiny doing? Didn't that new thing come out?
Destiny.
I don't know.
How many years are we in the Destiny cycle? By the way, Mezern just said, there's rumor or expectations of one more DLC to be coming, but no next-gen versions. They're probably going to try and skate on, like, backwards compatibility with PS4 and Xbox One. Maybe the Xbox One, one other news story is, like, people are finding out that old backwards compatible games on Xbox One are having, like, HDR options, like Dolby Vision and all that stuff, like being layered on, or there's a specific code that has like AI HDR layered on top of old games and stuff. Yeah, so like Blinks the Time Cat was one that someone found, and I think that's cool. So maybe, and I read somewhere that Xbox has that AI system, but they're allowing developers to like tweak it so that, hey, if you can not necessarily prove to us, but if you can upgrade your thing to run at 4K or 1080p 60 or something, we'll totally accommodate these like updates into our back compatibility catalog so that they work that way. So I wonder if the Division 2 is going to skate by in that regard of like, they have the PC code that is close enough to the fucking Xbox code, or they have the Xbox One X code that they just use, and they probably turned off some fancy things to make it run on One X, so now they can run it on Series X with some things turned on.
Well, did you see that video by Digital Foundry about DLSS? And they're like, what they were using it for, of like, they were showing off basically a comparison video of like, so I don't understand. I couldn't explain to you DLSS. I keep saying like DSLR or something like that. But DLSS is like a up-resing kind of thing where it allows a game that might run at, if you're running a game at 4K, right? You're running control in 4K. You might be able to up-res it using DLSS to 8K. Even though your computer probably couldn't handle that. And then they were showing it with, like, let's take a 720p game, right? And use that to upgrade it to 4K or something like that and show you the comparison. Or we take it all the way down to, like, 231 and upgrade that to, 1080p. Yeah, and I think that stuff is kind of interesting, especially when we look at next gen, because it's, like, you get a performance boost on games even if it's, like, that game might not support that, just using like an AI-driven system like that.
Yeah, I think you'll find that to be the case for a lot of like backwards compatibility games. They'll use that, but then also a case of high-intensity next-gen games, like maybe Cyberpunk at 4K, 4K 60 might sneakily be running at 1440p using DLSS to upscale, Like it's sounding like a sneaky term for just upscaling.
And here's another video by, I don't know who this is. 2K likes Philip. 2K likes Philip. And he kind of does it with Death Stranding of like, here, let's put it at ultra low settings, 240p, and then let's up-res it to 720p, and it looks pretty good. I mean, it holds up surprisingly well. You do get some jaggies and some breakdown around the edges of it, but that stuff is really interesting, especially for older games, because you can just basically upgrade stuff to a really nice resolution then. Like, imagine Banjo, like, I think another video showed off Banjo-Kazooie, right? Nuts and Bolts in like 4K, it looked like really good. Like really good. And that kind of combined with some of that AI driven resolution stuff, I think it'll be really neat.
Yeah. Other stuff we've seen with future gen consoles this week, let's say, have been like speculation on expansion slots. We've seen the PS5 teardown and seeing that big boy. That liquid big boy.
Metal. Liquid metal.
And then we've seen like its little expansion slot where it's just like, yeah, this is PCIe 4 M2 drives. But I think they're gonna specify you owning specific ones so that it maintains its speed. Because from what I can tell, that looks like the equivalent of the expansion slot that the Xbox One X Series X has in the back, which uses like a proprietary plug-in input. It's not like a standard, like, here's your external drives. I don't think it'll actually accept normal, like, M2 SSDs if they're slower. I think it'll be like, no, you need to hook this up some other way.
It was so interesting. I don't remember them ever doing a teardown of, like, the PlayStation 3 or 4.
No, they haven't.
Like, they've never done, like, just tear it apart, show you the inner workings, pull the fans.
I feel like I've seen them, like, show the internals. Like, here's the fucking internal memory board or whatever, all these boards and shit. But they've never done it like, here's how you unscrew this thing and here's the process to do it. They've never done that.
Which is weird, which is interesting, because I wonder if they're thinking about, hey, what if we let people upgrade this thing and put it out kind of like a PC? Like, you can just...
That won't happen. All that shit's proprietary. You can't do that on consoles. It's the whole reason why you have consoles, like, be optimized as fucking massively as possible to survive, like, 5 to 8 years.
But I will say, the cutest thing about the PlayStation 5 is that little tiny stand they can open up and put screws and stuff in or whatever.
It's a dumb thing.
It's so great. It's so cute.
It's not cute at all. It's like a dumb add-on that they're forced to add.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's very... I love it. It's very Japanese.
I mean, at least they give you the fucking stand for free because they've made such a stupid-looking shaped console.
I will say it looks, if you take off those side plates, I think it looks really bad. Like, I think
obviously.
Does not look good at all. Like,
it's a shame it looks awful with the side plates off.
I know. I was like, looks bad with the side plates on, let's be honest. But I was like hopeful, like, oh, what if I just took it off and it's just like a nice smooth.
Yeah,
top, like,
but
like,
nope.
No, looks real bad. Looks not good at all.
Like, the only good benefit with that is, like, it'll make it infinitely easier to modify the console. Like, you can just take those plates off, spray paint the shit out of them black, and you're good. Because it's not like those panels are going to get hot enough that you're going to have, like, bubbling with your paint. So you can make your...
wood grain, please.
Yeah, or, like, just vinyl it wood grain or some shit. Lacquer it up. You can get, like, your color of choice, like, really, really, really easy on the PS5.
I would love to try to make, like, an actual wood panel for the side of that thing. I don't know how you could do that. It's just a snap-in, right? Could you make an actual hard-cut a piece of wood?
Yeah, it's a snap-in. I mean, sure, yeah. If you can...
Ooh.
Here's what you could do. You could Dremel out where they snap in on your side panels, the little slots. Get a chunk of wood, lacquer it, cut it however you want, probably try and match it. Bore out some holes to insert your Dremeled circles where the claspies are. Make sure you line it up. Glue that shit in, and then you can just clasp it back on.
I might do that. If I... That'd be so neat looking, I think. That'd be so cool looking. Like, really well stained, nice piece of wood. Ooh, look nice. What else can you do with it? See, that's the problem. That's one thing I would say.
Wrap
about
it
Switch.
With a weed sticker.
Oh, yeah. That's going to make it look.
What's nice. The thing with the Switch?
The Switch. The one good thing about the Switch is the way the Switch is, it looks really nice when you do lots of different colors. I feel like this still looks like shit unless you do something crazy with it, right? Like, I don't know. It still looks.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, if you paint it, I mean, blue would probably look like solid colors, probably work.
Solid blue would be alright, yeah.
Black, if you wanted to go all black on it, it'd look alright. I don't mind the white, but, like, you try to do any kind of design thing, and I just think it ends up clashing in a way. Like, it gets too. It's too much.
I mean,
white
probably.
Space.
You won't be able to see it.
Yeah.
And if you do, it's because it's, like, the size of a window.
True.
You could fit a page of text on it and be able to read it on your sofa.
It's true. Yeah, what do you think about liquid metal, though? They put a Terminator inside that thing. They melted a Terminator and put it
inside. Yeah, I have no, like, knowledge on liquid metal, it works. It seems like, and they even said it during the teardown of, like, we're using liquid metal and this giant fucking heat sink to match the fact of, like, not having a vapor chamber. So, and then, like, I saw the Xbox Series X teardown and was like, yeah, we've got a vapor chamber, so this is why this heat sink is, like, this small.
Yep. Different approaches. That's a huge heat sink. They also soldered on all the RAM. Like, it's all soldered on. I guess that
Both consoles soldered on. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, like... So, I said I watched the Xbox Series X teardown as well. I really want to see what the, like, airflow and heat management on that thing is, because... The PS5, by all accounts, is like some generic-ass console. One giant PCB board. Blu-ray player just stacked up on top of it. Giant heatsink to accommodate the rest of the space. And then, like, a fan blower on the side. It's like a really, really giant graphics card is essentially what the PS5 is. Whereas the Xbox Series X has, like... the split PCB and then has an aluminium chassis which is acting as a heatsink direct source to pull, which then links that down to the vapor chamber heatsink as well. But then it also creates an air pocket in the middle where the air is like being directed to flow through. It's really cool. It's a really cool design, and I'm interested to see how that fares.
Yep. Well, what do you think? What do you like better? You asked me every once in a while what I think I like better, and what do you think?
On a tech front, the Xbox Series X, easily. Okay. Like, that split PCB design is really cool. It's a really interesting concept. I feel like my worry is that one fan is not enough, because it's because it's... pulling air through the console. It's not pushing air into the console. So it's pulling, like, the hot air through it and then expelling it to the top, which is why you're hearing lots of reports of, like, you know, the Xbox Series X runs hot. Like, it warms the house, and that's because it's, like, pulling all that hot air away from it. It would have been nice if, like, there was a secondary, like, fan underneath, or something, like just a pull intake fan as always, like one intake fan, one exporting fan, expelling fan, just to have the full flow through properly doing, properly running. But then I was also listening to stuff on, like, they wanted to make sure it was as quiet as the 1X, and like the noise pollution was a thing this generation, which is weird. Yeah. I understand the PS4 jet engines, but like, I don't mind a fucking fan noise occurring.
Yeah. It's soothing. You could sleep to that fan noise every once in a while, you know?
Right. But yeah, and then if you're asking about which one I might pick, it would also be the fucking Series X, because I think I'm sold on it now. I don't care about the fucking Ratchet and Clank so much.
You probably do Series S though, right?
No, X, yeah. I'm all about having the disc. Performance. Yeah, performance disc and future control. I also have the OLED downstairs. 4K, it's the LG one that can do 4K 120. It has the HDMI 2.1s. It's all ready for this console, so I would have to, it would be foolish of me to get the S. And then, I don't know, it's just the PS5 is not selling it for me. And Game Pass, just fucking Game Pass. Like, there's Forza 7, yeah. There's Halo 5, which I never got around to playing. Not Halo 5, Gears of War 5, which I never got around to playing. Forza 7, I wouldn't mind seeing Forza Horizon 4, HDR 4K 60. There's all of those Halos, because the Infinite thing. There's the Rare Replay.
It's great.
There's that new Doom game that's on Game Pass. I can add all my 360 games onto it, so I can play Skate in, like, extremely fast loading, like, the 1440p, let's say. I don't know if they actually upgraded that game or anything. EA Game Pass will be out by the time those new consoles are out, so that new Need for Speed game. I can play Madden NFL 20.
Yep.
On that, you can play all
the Madden. That's something I didn't think about. Like, you play all the Maddens now, right?
Yeah, now keep in mind the EA thing is not like the brand Premier. New games. You're not gonna get, yeah, it's not Premier, so you won't get FIFA 21 and you won't get Madden 21. But Madden 20 is like totally fine. Yep. It's a totally fine game.
Isn't it like 6 months or something like that though? After like the
yeah, it's not that Premier. Long. Yeah.
And
then, like, you'll still get the good FIFA, you'll still get a FIFA game, you'll still get, like, probably NHL and all that stuff. And, like, remember, I want to say last year, but it probably is this year's news. They said MLB The Show is not PlayStation exclusive anymore.
Right.
Yeah, like, that's one of the major things I liked about the PlayStation, is that baseball game is fucking awesome.
It's great. Interesting. Any other things you want to talk about? Anything you want to hit before we head out of here?
No.
I don't have anybody else. I mean, there was all that Cyberpunk stuff that happened in CD Projekt Red, but...
It's crunch. It sucks.
Yep.
I expected it from them, even if they said they were not going to do it. I expected it from them.
Yep.
There's no other real news. I can't think of anything.
Bugsnax comes out this year. That was my news of the week. Shocked by that. I was like, what? This game that I thought would not come out this year.
Really? I thought it would be out this year.
Really? Okay. Well, I really thought it was going to be next year. Like, late next year. That seemed like a 2021 game to me. But cool. All right, folks. We're going to wrap it up. Here, I'm going to type in thanks for watching. Thanks for watching, folks. Gonna go watch some football, play a little Rocket League, enjoy the night. We wish you all well. This has been episode 212 of Rums Over Baghdad. You can find us on our website, rumsoverbaghdad.com. Check us out on all your streaming pod catchers, streaming services. We're out there in the world. Give us a like, give us a thumbs up, give us a favorite. I don't know what people do. Tumblr us, Grindr, something. We're on Grindr. don't know. We're out there.
Question. When is the American election day?
November 11th. 1 month from now, right?
11th. Jesus Christ. So I remember someone saying something about the PS5 being like the day after the election. I didn't realize the Xbox is like the day before.
It's the third. Yeah, it's the third, right?
Okay, fair enough. It's the 3rd of November.
The 3rd of November. Tuesday, okay. November 3rd. I thought it was the 11th. Why did I keep thinking the 11th?
No, I don't fucking know. Good thing we cleared this up.
Good thing. I have my mailing ballot sitting right there on that table, right there.
Yeah, you should send that off.
Should. Very excited.
And then post your vote sticker.
Yep. Post my vote sticker.
Vote stickers are fun, yeah.
I don't get a vote sticker. Where do you get a vote sticker at?
What? You don't get a vote sticker. That's shameful. Yeah. Pennsylvania is shameful. Virginia gives you a vote sticker. Even my wife's international mail-in ballot got a vote sticker.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a vote sticker. I haven't got it yet, but I should. November the 3rd.
I just interrupted because I also noticed that, like, those consoles are 2 days between each other.
Yeah. We'll see how that launch goes. That's going to be fun, huh?
Yeah.
I've seen some pretty big crowds lately. Going to be a lot of fun coming down the stretch here. We're on YouTube and Twitch. You can join us every single Sunday, maybe. I don't know. We're looking at stuff right now, so we'll keep you posted on that. I've been Albie. That's been DJ. We wish you well. Go vote. Thank you for watching. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.